Midwest State News. I'm Jeremy Scott.
I'm pretty worried, yeah.
Southern California is bracing for impact as Hurricane Hillary approaches, including that Palm Springs resident who has been filling sandbags in her neighborhood. Hillary is starting to weaken as it gets closer to California.
National Hurricane Center Deputy Director Jamie Rome says that heavy rainfall is expected in a big area of Southern California.
We really need people to get their supplies, get situated, get settled, and then stay there.
Forecasters say 5 to 8 foot seas are expected along with the heavy rainfall. The National Weather Service also says that strong winds will cause hazardous seas, which could capsize or damage vessels. And a quick historical note for you, the last tropical storm to make landfall in Southern California was at Long Beach in 1939. I'm Brian Baker.
Search and rescue efforts continue on the Hawaii island of Maui, as officials say the death toll from the Lahaina wildfire is now up to 114.
Hawaii First Lady Jamie Green had a hard time holding back her emotions when talking about the lives lost.
Tragically, it took less than a single day for us to lose Lahaina in the deadliest fire our country has seen in more than a century.
Governor Josh Green has vowed to rebuild Lahaina.
Lahaina will rise again. Let me be clear. Lahaina belongs to its people, and we are committed to rebuilding and restoring it the way they want it.
More than 1,000 people remain missing as crews continue to search through the rubble and ash. I'm John Schaefer.
Wildfires in Canada have evacuated tens of thousands of people. A blaze near the city of Kelowna is destroying properties. Another is raging in the Northwest Territories in the city of Yellowknife. The province of British Columbia is under a state of emergency. More than 50,000 people are under evacuation orders. This is USA News.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Hey, good morning. You're heading to the airport, right?
Yep, thanks for checking. I like the car. How long have you been a rideshare driver?
About 3 years now, but I really enjoy it.
Isn't it hard to make money these days with the price of gas being so high?
Not for me. I use Upside, the free app that gives you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get real money back when you get gas with the Upside app?
Yep, I get real cash back every time I get gas.
Does that actually add up to anything?
I'll make around $200 to $300.
Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code STRONG for an extra 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code STRONG for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code STRONG.
Spain is your World Cup victors, taking their first women's world title with a 1-0 victory over England this morning in Sydney. Russia's first lunar mission since 1976 has crashed into the moon. Roscosmos says it lost contact with the Luna 25 spacecraft late last night, and that it spun out of control and crashed into the moon as it was preparing for a pre-landing orbit. Nissan is recalling thousands of sedans due to a problem that can cause drivers to steer out of control.
Over the weekend, the car manufacturer announced over 236,000 Sentra sedans may have weak front suspension tie rods that could bend or break and cause a loss of steering control. Nissan expects to have replacement parts available in a few months and will contact owners of the affected 2020 to 2022 models in October. Any Sentra owners who feel their steering is unstable are advised to contact a local dealer who will replace the car's tie rods for free. I'm Chris Caraccio.
How do Americans feel when it comes to student loan debt?
Nearly half of borrowers from our survey say that student loan debt is a national crisis.
Analyst Sarah Foster with Bankrate says their survey found that only a third of Americans say they think student loan borrowers should be responsible for paying back their debt. About half of those say they don't think the federal government is doing enough to provide financial assistance. Jeremy Scott, USA News.
The extracurricular activities, the traffic, the nightly homework, the traffic, the finding time to eat dinner together as a family, the traffic. Back to school can be stressful. Thanks to Ziploc, meal prep doesn't have to be. New Ziploc bags with Stay Open design have a patented stand-up bottom that helps keep the bag upright and a top crease that folds and holds for easy filling, unlocking a second set of hands in the kitchen. If only it unlocked a second set of lanes. New Ziploc brand freezer and storage bags with Stay Open design from S.C. Johnson, a family company.